Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Tes Omud Beis. And we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and Emir Tzashem, we'll be completing today's Simon Shin Beis, which has been dealing with the laws of rinsing, laundering, and washing dirty clothing on Shabbos in a permissible fashion. The Mechaber starts off with Sif Yud Aleph, and he writes, Mishnah Slach Lecha Yado Betit, if somebody got their hands dirty in some sort of mud, so how do you clean them? Mekancha Biznav Hasus, Ubiznav hapora. One is permitted to wipe his hands on the tail of a horse or the tail of a cow, or ubimapa hakosha hasuya lechos bakotsim, or to wipe it in some sort of a hard garment, a hard towel that's normally used to go and grab onto thorns, something obviously that's not going to be easily penetrated by the thorns. However, but not with a regular towel that you go wipe your hands with, because if you do it in the way that you do it on a weekday, the towel is going to get dirty, and you may come to forget and go and clean the towel. That's what the Mechaber tells us over here. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, Minkancho Biznav Asus, points out that the Sefer Tosefta Shabbos writes, Hainu she'eino mechuborim bebehema. When we're talking about wiping it onto the tail of the horse or the tail of the cow, so he says it's talking about when the tail hairs of either the horse or the cow have been detached. Dim lokein, because if they're not attached to the cow or the horse, hakaimalon de'osu l'taltel b'chaya filu mitzoso. Then you have a problem that you're not allowed to move an animal, and when you move the tail by drawing your hands on it, you're moving an animal. That's the words of the Tosefta Shabbos. However, the Chofetz Chaim disagrees. According to my own humble opinion, the Chofetz Chaim says, one has to look more carefully into this. This is a novel idea that the Tosefta Shabbos came up with on his own, and it's not mentioned in any of the earlier poskim. And he says, if you look carefully, if you try to apply the Tosefta Shabbos to the words of the Tosefta where this din comes from, the Shom Niskar Gam Kim Biznav Shual, O Bisaar Shual. There it talks separately about the tail of a fox or the hairs of a fox. The Amris, the Gam Zonov, Myri Betolo, she's talking about where the tail is also detached from the fox. In Cain, Hakol Chodemilsi. So then what's the difference between the tail of the fox or the hairs of the fox? It seems to imply that it's two separate things. And that problem that we said that it would be an issue of tiltul if it was still attached. Says that's not a problem. There's no real problem of tiltul over here of muksa because you're not really moving the animal, you're just moving the hairs. And the hairs of the animal, the hairs in the tail, even if the tail is still attached, isn't considered like you're moving the animal. And the Chofetz Chaim leaves it b'tzarchi, and one needs to investigate this further. The issue footnote number 58 brings down, Yafa pisha kinuach bezon of asus, even though when you're drawing your hands on the tail of the horse, nechshav kishimush bebehema, he asked the same question that the Chofetz Chaim brought down in the Bir Halacha, that isn't this a problem over here of tiltul, touching a muksa animal? So he brings down from Shlomo Zalman, that since people normally do this, apparently we're not farmers, we don't know this, but they would wipe their hands regularly in the tails of a horse. And therefore, it's as if this is designated for use on Shabbos, and therefore is not considered a problem of muksa. If we now go to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Nun Zayin, the other thing that the Mechaber said you could do was to wipe your hands on a hard type of a cloth that is normally used to grab onto thorns. It won't penetrate. So he brings down the chain bismartut. Likewise, with some sort of a shmata. Shein makbid alav imislach lech. You're not concerned at all if the shmata is going to get dirty. So therefore, you could wipe your dirty hands on this shmata. Or alternatively, obikosa, or to rub your hands on some sort of a wall. As already been discussed, ulchil de'el. The issue number 54 brings down, Avo b'mapo racho shemekankim bosi adayim osu l'kaneach. But to use a towel that you normally dry your hands with, you can't go and rub your dirty hands on this towel. Because here, shigazu shemu yichabsena, because as we pointed out, you may come to go and then be unhappy that you have a dirty towel and end up forgetting that it's Shabbos and by accident laundering it, as the Shulchan Aruch wrote. He says, however, in regards to a person whose hands got dirty from fruit juices, the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us in Simin Shinchav, Sivkat Nunches, in the name of many Achronim, there you are allowed to go and wipe your hands on a towel, because you're doing it over here as derech of lichloch, you're trying to dry your hands off, and you're not interested that the towel's going to get wet, and therefore it's not a problem, and they weren't concerned over there, Shem Yechavi says, Begadah, that you're going to come and go launder the towel afterwards. And likewise, if you have blood, Rahman al-Islam, on a cut or a wound, and you go put a towel on it there as well, we say, B'shasad chak, mutu l'niach halel beged, afa pishadam tzoveyas beged. We weren't concerned there that you're dyeing the garment by having it now a white garment turn red from the blood. So we said, even because it's derech lichluch, it's allowed. And we weren't concerned over there that you're going to go and do kibbutz on the garment. So why over there are we not concerned, and over here we are concerned? So Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down that this chashash lo nemar el b'mokum shaderechi l'chabes es habeged miyad le'akar le'achar shemakan chibbutz lichluch. This would only be a concern where you immediately, after you, let's say, wipe the dirty hands on a towel, that you get a mud on a towel, so you immediately run to the washing machine or to a sink and go and rinse it off. So in that situation, the rabbis were concerned, you forget it's Shabbos, you'll quickly go and do this before you realize that it's Shabbos. So that's the mud case. However, in a situation where it's not the natural order to go and immediately wipe off the towel, so then you would be allowed to go and wipe it off under the circumstances that we mentioned, let's say the juices or the blood, because we're not concerned that you come to immediately go and launder it. Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber writes, also l'nagev kos shayibo mayim, Oyayin b'mapa. One is not allowed to wipe out a cup that had water in it or that had wine in it using a towel, because we're concerned that the towel will get so wet. Mishum da'asi lidei schita. You come to go and wring out the towel, and you'll be over the issur of schita, of wringing out a towel, squeezing out the towel. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Nunches, Ayin in the Mogin Avraham Shukosat, the Bishar Mashke Mutu l'nagev sakos, that except for water and wine, you would be allowed to use a towel over here, and we're not concerned that you're going to go and wring out the garment or the towel from the other beverage that was in it, the cup. We're not concerned that you'll do schita. As is also brought down over there. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'das har be'achronim da'af be'yayin lochosh." Not only for those other beverages, but many achronim say, even in regards to wine, it's not a concern. And only ubekos tsar, in a very narrow cup, yesh lahachmir af bishar mashkim. You really only have to be concerned that if it's a narrow cup, when you put in the towel and you take it out, you're going to end up squeezing it out. So therefore, you have to be concerned with any beverage, including wine. But otherwise, if it's not a very narrow cup, then you don't have this concern with anything other than water. Who are these other poskim? So the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Oyayin says that this Harbi Achronim over here, this is the El Yeraba, the Tosef Shabbos, the Matzah Tashechel, and other Achronim as well. And he says even the Vilna Gaon writes that the Mechaber wrote Oyayin Hurak L'das HaRambam. That's only according to the opinion of the Rambam. Because according to the Das of the Rebbeinu Tam, Mutter Af B'Yayin Kemo B'Shar Mashkim. Wine has the same status as the other Mashkim. Sivkat Nun Test, the Mishnah Berurah writes that when the Mechaber said there's a concern of schita using this cloth to wipe out the wine or the water. So Rod Salomar, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber is telling us, Afilu lahaposkim la'el b'sif test, the lo aminim b'zeh shuyoso zeu kibuso. Even according to the poskim that we brought down earlier, that say that when you're making a towel wet, if it's a clean towel, it's not considered a problem of kibus. And this over here is talking about a clean mapa, so it wouldn't be a problem according to those poskim in terms of putting water on them, since there was no lichluch on them, nevertheless, and furthermore, even because this type of a wiping over here is derech lichluch, it's certainly going to make the cloth dirtier, the towel dirtier, and it's certainly not the normal way of laundering this towel by getting it wet, by wiping down the wine or the water inside of this cup. Nevertheless, even according to all those opinions that it would allow you to pour water onto the towel, here, you're not allowed to go and take this towel and go wipe out the inside of the cup, because we're concerned about schita. There's nothing to do with laundering. There is a concern here about schita, and this would be analogous to the cases we said. You can't put a lot of water, mayim merubim, you wouldn't be allowed to do that. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Tshuvas Radbaz, the Siman Reshut Gimel, where he writes, Kosav, le'inyan niguv kos uka'ara. The Ha'olam Ein Nizar Mizeh. He says the Velt isn't concerned about taking a cloth and wiping off wet utensils or cups. Uladina in lochosh. And furthermore, lemaisa, you don't have to be concerned about this. Dein dovluk bidofni hakli mayim kokach shiavol ischita. He says, practically speaking, you don't really have to be concerned. How much water is left in the utensil, on the fork, on the cup, on the plate, that you're concerned that you're going to wet this towel so much you're going to end up wringing it out? But if you're doing many, many, many utensils, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other, yeah, then the towel could get wet. It's certainly very likely then, in between one vessel being dried with this towel, then the next vessel, then the next vessel, then the next vessel, ultimately you're going to squeeze out this towel. Then, Royal Ligorbo Shalo Yasakane. In that situation, you should tell a person, please don't do this, because that is going to lead to schlita. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Sham, Vevio Bebirki Yosef. Look further in the Ravaz, and it's brought down as well in the Birki Yosef. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, however, Ovismartut HaMeyuchad Lekach, if you have a special towel that's designated for this wiping off the cups, Shein Makbid Olo Lesochto, and you're not at all going to go and lead to ever wringing this type of a towel out, because that's its purpose. Then everybody would agree that it's permissible to go and clean out the cups and the plates, etc. Furthermore, Venira, the Afla Nagi Bokalim Harbishari, and with this type of a special towel, a dish towel that you're drawing off the utensils with, you can even do many different kalim one after the other. Because Dimiya smartut lach mitzadecha, because even if one side gets moist, Aidehaniga, because of the drawing off of the utensils, you nagi bo mitzadecha, you go and clean it off with the other drier side of the towel. Finally, Simchat and Samach, the Mishnah Berurah writes the concern about Schita. He says, Ein Bachronim, Shestot, Sostmu, Debekoshu, Tsar, Ein Lenagwa, Afilu, Besmartu, Namuchel, Lekach. The Stam opinion of the Achronim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is that you should not go and use even a specialized Shmata or a specialized dish towel that you're drawing off narrow cups with, because the Efshur Shalom Lovoli de Schita. It's impossible not to end up doing Schita when you're taking this towel out of the cup. But if it's a wide open utensil or cup, for example, if you have water that's spilled on the table or on a bench, then you certainly can go and wipe up the water over here with something that you're not going to have slita with, and that you're not concerned about over here, that you'll come to launder it. And he then tells us, Ayin in the Bir Halacha. If you look at the Bir Halacha, long Bir Halacha over here, in Dira Maslo, Mishum, V'chulei, so the Chavetz Chaim goes over to the entire sugi in more detail, and it concludes at the very last line on this page, B'alkei Nira, the opinion the Chavetz Chaim says that he thinks is right, the Bishas Adchak, under these extenuating circumstances, Ein Limchos, B'yad HaMeikal, Lenagev B'kos Tzar, there is room to even be Meikal for a very narrow cup. However, ubavach yeh bedover sheino makbid alov nesachato achar kinoch. But you have to be careful that it's something that you're not at all makbid about, that you're going to go squeeze it out after you go dry out the cup. The yirah mitchila lishpoch kol amayim in a kli. And you certainly should go and try to empty all the water that's in the kli beforehand. You turn it over and get all the water out. And then whatever residue of water is behind, you can take a towel and dry out even this narrow cup. The issue for number 55 has a discussion from Nissan Karolish Shlita. What are our cups today? Are they considered wide or narrow? And he brings down, our cups considered over here, tsaros, that they're narrow. However, he says, around the lip of the cup, it's not a problem to dry it off. In any event, you're not really sticking the towel inside the narrow part of the cup, just around the lip. He says, that's not a problem at all. Now we go to the final sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein mistakmin b'shabes b'marish o'mateches, shi charifa ki izemo. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to use a piece of metal that is very sharp on one side. Pirish, the Ramah says, Ke'ein sakin koton chad v'charif, like a knife, for example, that's very sharp and pointy on one side. You're not allowed to go look in such a metal type of an implement. You can see your face in it, you can see your clothing in it, because the Mechaber says, the Chayshina, we're concerned, Shema Yashu Bonim in Hamadul Dolin. You're going to see that there's a string or a strand of garment or hair that's hanging out of place, and you quickly, before you realize that it's Shabbos, go and take this very sharp metal implement and cut off the nima, this strand over here that's hanging. And the Mechaber continues, and he says, "Va'afilu mi kavua b'kosa." This is true even if it's a type of metal implement that is attached to the wall, and it would almost be impossible for you to actually go and cut off the garment over here without first realizing that it's Shabbos. Nevertheless, as the Mishnah will explain, low plug over here, we don't make any distinctions, and once the rabbi said it's forbidden to use this type of an implement, you can't use it. However, the Mechaber says, "Abamut l'stakul b'mara she'ein bo chashash seh." But you are permitted to look in a mirror that has no sharp side to it, and there is no concern that you'll quickly go and cut off the dangling strand or the hair. Afilu eino kavua, and this would be even if it's a portable, not set into the wall type of a mirror, but a portable hand mirror. there is no concern over here because it doesn't have a sharp side to it. That's the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Samach Aleph, we're dealing over here with some sort of a metal that is sharp. The side, the border of the mirror over here is chada, is very sharp. And it's made specifically in this way, to remove on a weekday, to remove the hairs that are hanging off from your head in a funny way. When you see that they're hanging off, so you'd cut them and clip them off. So that's what you use this implement for. The Eishlochus b'Shabbos, and we're concerned over here on Shabbos, Shema Yishkach, because you'll see it and you'll immediately be able to do it, you may come and forget. Shema Yishkach, v'yaseh k'darko b'chol. You do the same way you did on a weekday and be over the Isser over here of cutting off your hair on Shabbos. Now, Dishah foot number 57 questions over here, what exactly type of an implement is this? And in fact, he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, Sheinu Metzuyah b'din Aseinu. We don't have such an implement today, and he doesn't know what it is. However, the Shelus Shuvus Olet Zion suggests, Shemidin zeh yesh lomot. From this din, we could certainly understand she'asur le'adam liros b'Shabbos as demuso. A person shouldn't look in his image on Shabbos on any sort of a knife or any sort of a scissors that is shiny enough that you could see your face in it. Because again, the concern is that if you see your face and you see hair out of place, you may come and go and cut it off. However, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, he's not sure about this. He says, Shekein ein bizbonenus bidmus hanishketes bikelim elu kidein ligrom l'adam l'orid esarosav. He says, you don't get such a clear picture when you're looking into a knife's blade or any other sort of a scissors that you're going to suddenly want to go and cut off the hair that's out of place. And furthermore, he says that nowadays, nobody uses a knife to go and cut the hair. They just use a scissors. So he says, this wouldn't be a concern for a knife anyway. Dishah foot number 59 brings down that according to Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, if you had somebody appointed to watch over you, that you're going to look in this mirror or this knife and make sure that you don't cut off your hair by accident, so then it would be permissible. And likewise, if two people are looking at it, they also, one would be, so to say, watching the other to make sure they didn't forget that it was Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Samach Beis writes that if the implement is attached to the wall, we still say, even though there's no concern that you'll be able to pick it up and go and cut off your hair that's out of place, we still say it's no good, lo plug. Shlo yuchel l'hashiba, you can't even do it, the Mishnah Berurah says. Nevertheless, gam kein osur, the rabbis forbade it. The lo chilku chachomim b'mara shel matachos ben kavua l'shein kavua. Lo plug, across the board, the rabbi said you can't do this. Sivkot and Samach Gimel, where we said that if it's not sharp on one side, then whether it's attached to the wall or not attached to the wall, it is permitted. He says, on normal mirrors, there's no isser over here of looking in a mirror. And he says, this is true with any sort of a metal mirror that has no sharp edge to it. And the reasoning is, vatam, since it's not used to cut off hairs or strands, lo gazu klal alel. The rabbis never made such a gzera. There is no concern that when you once see that your hair is out of place or that a strand is out of place, that you're going to so run to look for a pair of scissors to go cut it off. Because the ad hochi v'hochi, when the time you go and look for the scissors and you remember where the scissors are, and the time you get them, ad hochi v'hochi, mit kashu Shabbos. So remember that it's Shabbos as well. Sivkot and Samach Dalet, Chashash Zeh, this concern over here that you may come to cut it off is not applicable by a mirror that doesn't have a sharp end. But then the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Ayin b'yoradeh simin kuf nun vav, be'ez ofen mutal listako b'mara. He brings down a more serious question over here. Forget this concern that you may cut off a hair on Shabbos. Is a man ever allowed to look at a mirror at all? And this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch, as the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Yoredeya Simen Kufnu and Vav. And we can see a synopsis of this in Dirshu Foot number 60, where he brings down the Shulchan Aruch over there. She'osu liish listaka b'mara. A man is not allowed to look at a mirror because of the Isser of Lo Yulbash Gever Simlas Isha. Unless in kinchoshe shu be'enav. For example, if he has something wrong with his eyes, he needs to look at his eyes. Oh, shemesapris aspo, or you're shaving yourself or cutting your hair. So you need obviously to look in a mirror. But stam to look in a mirror is a woman's thing, and a man shouldn't do this, is over the issa of wearing a woman's clothing. So he says, you're allowed to do this as well if a guy is cutting your hair and there's nobody else watching you around to make sure that the guy doesn't do, rahman ul-san, something horrific to you. The Rama there says in the name of the Ran as well. Nowadays, many men look in a mirror, then it would be permissible, mutar lasos kain, as well for a man today, even if it's not for the expressed purposes that we just said. And he brings down over there from the Vilna Gaon, in the name of the Ran, the great individuals would not do this. I remember learning that the sons of Rav Zatzal prohibited people from looking even in a mirror for the purposes of making sure that the tefillin were on straight on their head. That's how far some went to take this, but certainly the Velt seems to paskin that men can look in a mirror, and that will conclude today's shir.